I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Sunshine in the forecast today. Expect a high near 84 degrees. State lawmakers are due back in Springfield this week for a special session called by Governor Bruce Rauner. Rauner wants lawmakers to take up a Republican-backed budget plan. Democratic Senate President John Cullerton says House Republicans should step up and vote for the Senate fiscal plan. It includes $5 billion in tax increases, balanced by $3 billion in spending cuts. GOP State Representative Terry Bryant of Murfreesboro says it's worth considering.
We know that we're only going to take in about $32 billion this year. That budget is for $36 billion, so we know that there's going to have to be a tax increase. And I've said all along, not my first choice, don't want to vote for a tax increase, but I'm pragmatic enough and have enough common sense to know that we may have to do it in this case.
In a video posted online last week, Governor Rauner said he could vote for the Senate plan. Bryant says that's a big deal because it signals the governor is starting to understand that he's one of three branches of government, along with the House and Senate. Officials from the governor's office say they're working out bugs on a $94 million online portal that allows state employees to choose health care options. Georgia-based Morneau Chappelle is the only company that responded to a November 2015 request from the Department of Central Management Services. It's a 10-year deal. State employees have complained that the system so far has caused problems, such as rejecting coverage without notice. The teachers' retirement system has 70,000 retirees with Medicare coverage, but Executive Director Richard Ingram says the contract didn't contain Medicare provisions. Teresa Flesch is CMS Director of Benefits. She says the system will eventually save $500 million a year. U.S. Congressman Rodney Davis was back home in central Illinois this weekend, days after he was among several Republicans to survive an assassination attempt at a baseball practice outside Washington. Brian Mackey has the latest.
Davis was discussing health care with members of the Ministerial Alliance of Springfield. The meeting, which was closed to the press, was unusual in that it also included U.S. Senator Dick Durbin, a fellow congressman from the other party.
Well, this is the first time it's ever happened in my career.
You see, congressmen meet with constituents all the time, but not with someone from across the aisle. In this case, the clergyman invited both congressmen well before last week's shooting.
It was a debate on an issue that Senator Durbin and I disagree on. But I want to send a message to everyone that we can disagree without being disagreeable. That's our job.
The meeting comes as Republicans in Washington are working on a replacement for the Affordable Care Act. Republican senators have said they hope to vote on the Obamacare repeal within the next 2 weeks. I'm Brian Mackey.
Carbondale police say no one was injured in a shooting incident over the weekend. Investigators were called to a home in the 500 block of South Graham just before 8 o'clock last night. Witnesses told them there'd been a fight. Several people pulled out guns and shot at each other. Police are asking for the public's help.